Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I've always been fascinated by the evolution of given names. Names that were given to newborns in my mother and father's time are not heard much at all anymore. My mother's name was Edna. You don't run into too many young people named Edna these days. Mom was one of 10 children. She had a sister named Mildred, another name that was big a century ago, but has virtually disappeared. Hard as it is to believe, the name Mildred was far more popular in 1926 than any baby name is today. There was a time in this country that the most popular names given to new baby girls included Gertrude and Myrtle. Though there are outliers here and there, you would be hard-pressed to find little girls with either of those names in most kindergarten classes in 2026. For boys, once familiar given names like Robert and Thomas gave way in the early 2000s to more trendy names such as Liam and Noah and Aiden. In fact, names which sound like Aiden became enormously popular. Aiden, Jaden, Braden. Today, however, the Aiden sound-alike names have begun falling out of favor. It's risky to say that old-fashioned names have disappeared, however. Henry for boys and Evelyn for girls are just as popular today, if not more so, than they were a century ago. Another name making a comeback is Clara. I have a granddaughter named Clara. Not surprisingly, she was named for her great-grandmother. There's also a wave of popularity these days for boys' names beginning with the letter L. Liam, Levi, Lucas, Luca, and Leo are common. Experts say that the gradual but unmistakable evolution of given names is not random, that names rise and fall in popularity because of specific cultural moments. Celebrity names, characters in best-selling books, and pop culture all contribute. When the musical group Kool & the Gang sang Joanna, and the song climbed up the charts in 1984, so did the name Joanna. A friend of mine named her newborn Joanna for that very reason. An even better example of a name that rises and falls in popularity is the name Jennifer, a name that pretty much owned the 1970s. Incredibly, in 1974, 63,000 baby girls were given the name Jennifer, roughly 4% of all girls born that year. But over the years that followed, the name not only fell out of the top 10 by 1992, but out of the top 100 by 2009. Today it ranks 546th. That's not just a precipitous decline, that's falling off a cliff. The same is true for the name Lisa, which was the number one girl's name for most of the 1960s. I know several women named Lisa, and all of them were newborns in the 60s. Like Jennifer, Lisa's fall is dramatic, barely making it into the top 1,000 now. The Social Security Administration, which tracks this stuff, says Lisa now sits at 985 on the list. The evolution of given names through the generations is a fascinating subject. It's almost as if a name becomes so popular, we tire of it and move on. I'm still holding out hope that Thomas becomes a big deal again someday. But while I'm holding out hope, what I won't be holding is my breath.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.